have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. You better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. Happy, happy Sunday. That's right. It's been a beautiful weekend, and I'm about to bring you into this weekend where we had this weekend because it was beautiful, and we got a wonderful show for you tonight. And if you want to know who that was right there in the beginning of the show, that's a song called Go Dumb by me, your host, your main man, David Benton. It's my new single on all digital outlets. Please, please, please check it out. Support it, support it, support it. And for those who do support it, I humbly and really appreciate you. I really thank you. I never take that for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all support. Thank you so much. Shout out to the Nation family. You know that's the family. You know they always in a building. We in here, Beyond the Fence. Shout out to all the artists, Miss Alma E. Neely, The Jewel, and my main man, DJ G. Will. And we also have a new artist. That's right. My son, DB Jr., he will be with Beyond the Fence Enterprise as well, and I'm super excited. That's right. Got new music coming. So, with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous 2017 Sophomore winner. Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Yes, 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 yes. Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm smiling. I'm laughing right about now, Coach David. But I'm smiling.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. You know I don't have no filter. And I was about to say a jokey joke, and I said, man, you know what? Don't say it. So it was a joke, really not for radio. So I said, don't say the joke. So I was about to go all the way in. I think that. I said, don't say it. Oops, be quiet. But, you know, Coach Shay, you had a birthday this weekend. So right here on Beyond the Radio, we also want to say happy birthday, Coach Shay. How was your birthday?
Listen, it was amazing. There's a guy on YouTube singing Amazing Grace, not Amazing Grace. It's Amazing Grace. It was amazing. Shout out to Coach David Benton, G. Will, G. Weezy, what I call him, to Nikki Faulkner, Mama, and Tammy, and and everybody else. Everybody came out, Tavon, everybody came out this weekend and had a great, 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 great time. And when I say I haven't laughed that hard in a long time, Coach David, I haven't laughed that hard in a long, long, long time. And really, that's what fellowship is all about, you know. I forgot that it was my birthday. I knew why we were there, but to be honest with you, just that family and fellowship, it just meant so much. Because right now in these day and times, we don't have it that often. You know, everybody's moving at a fast pace, you know, being a founder of Beyond the Fence and the CEO of Beyond the Fence, and also having our company, like literally, we just go, 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 go. And so just to be able to sit down for a minute and have such a great experience, to just laugh, you know, to just laugh. And I just had a great time. Shout out to my daughters. You know, they did a little Chinese dinner. They know that I like Chinese. And so they kind of formed the rice in for like flowers. They took like little cookie cutters and they did it up. What they did do when they were younger, I did a Chinese birthday for them where I got like robes and chopsticks and stuff like that. They mimicked it. They kind of replayed that. And so, so it was really good, you know, spending the time with the grandbabies and the daughter. So, you know, I'm love, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who sent their posts and comments and words of encouragement, Cash Apps, all of that. I, you know, I, I'm just appreciative. So thank you, everybody.
Yes, yes. And you know what? It just feels so good to share these type of experiences. One thing I do, you know, we give shouts out, you know, to the Beyond the Fence family and, you know, the Elation family. But this time I want to take time out to really say thank you to, you know, the Elation family. And, you know, Kimmy Kim, I want to tell you thank you so much just for being a blessing to all of us on right here on Beyond the Fence. Thank you for being such a support. Thank you for being an awesome family member. You know, Pastor Michelle, I want to tell her thank you for being a mother figure. Oh, man, she just been a phenomenal person. And she always, she love her some Shea Samuels. She does. She love her some Shea. And every time you look up, she has something great to say about you, Coach Shea. So I want to give a big shout out to Pastor Michelle. I want to give a shout out to Pastor the Elder Ernest. Shout out to him and his wife, Pastor Michelle and her husband. I just want to say thank you, the Elation family, for being such a blessing. My bro, you know, for making us laugh so hard during that conference, DeAndre Ivory. That brother is hilarious. Had me cracking up. Man, I just want to tell that brother thank you very much for being so real, man. He being real from the beginning. And I definitely want to say that to the Elation family. And to my Beyond the Fence family, I want to say appreciate Paula G for being so supportive and loving. She has such a phenomenal heart, a kind heart. Man, shout out to my boy, the Jewel, man, you know, for really focusing on going beyond his fence. You know, the Jewel, you know, sometimes, man, we all, you know, go on times where we just have to have that a long time and really get ourselves together and focus and, you know, get spiritually back in shape, you know. And that brother took time to really just relax himself, pull back. It's like, man, you know, we always say we're more than entertainment. I'm going to go focus on doing better as a man. And you really, that's a beautiful thing, Coach Shea. That's definitely a beautiful thing. I also want to give a shout out to my bro, you know, G. Will, William Faulkner, DJ. Man, bro, I just want to tell that brother, man, one thing about it, he's a family man. He's been married for over 20 years. People like him is who you want in your corner. Trustworthy. You know, he's for you. He's going to tell you when you're right. He's going to tell you when you're wrong. Got a great heart and consistent. And he's the type of person, man, you know, he'll be honest with you before he let you down. And you need people like that, you know, in your corner at all times, man. So when it comes to this type of thing, you know, it's beautiful for me. It's beautiful for me because I'm about family as well. Shout out to Miss Alma E. Neely. You know, yes. So we have such a beautiful soul, beautiful spirit. I appreciate her for you know, going on live and always want to encourage people, being a loving heart, a great support, and just her drive. When, you know, you have, and she's a more mature woman, and she's older than us. So to have her still doing what she loves to do, a lot of women at her age would have been and gave up. But they show who she is as a person, that she would never give up, and she have a goal, and she's going after that goal. And shout out to my son, new artist DB Jr., who never asked me for help, man. He just go himself, and he finally like, all right, Dad, I'll let you help me, and it's a beautiful thing. So shout out to him for it. Makes me feel good to know I really raised a man.
Yeah.
So, Coach Shay.
I mean, I echo everything you said. Just shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We're stronger than ever. As you were talking, I just wanted to remind everyone that we are starting our Beyond the Fence tour in March. If you are in the Philadelphia area, you can get all the information from our website at www.beyondthefence.org. But we will be in Philly, San Antonio on March 26th. If you're in the San Antonio area, please watch out for the Eventbrite. And then we will be in North Carolina in July in Virginia in July, and here in Georgia in July, and then in St. Louis in November. And every day we're getting new states added. So get the information and stay up to date with the on the website at www.beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. And also connect with us on our Facebook page, where the information will be there as well, at Beyond the Fence Entertainment, ENT, Beyond the Fence ENT. Stay up to date, and we hope to see you guys at the concert.
Yes. Shay, you want to go ahead and start the topic? Because I said all this because it coincided with our topic.
Well, that was a great segue. That was a great segue. You know, we just got finished the Goddess and Everything conference, and it's still been, you know, kind of the buzz of the week as people are watching the playback, which you can get on YouTube as well. I always got to throw my little plugs in when it comes down to the Beyond the Fence family and events. You can get that on YouTube at Goddess and Everything Men's Edition 2022. But, you know, as we were talking about just kind of how this whole men in leadership thing is taken off, you know, we were talking, and I was talking about titles versus position. And as we were talking about some of the things the men said during the conference, it made me realize, you know, there are a lot of people out there with titles, but they are not holding up to their position. And David, you know, I'll hand it back over to you because you gave a great analogy, but tonight's topic tonight is title versus position. I think it's important for us to understand that there are a number of people who have a title. I mean, you could have gone to school to be a doctor. You could have gone to school to be a counselor. You, you know, can be the quarterback. That's a title, right, David? Like, it's a position. I think quarterback is more of a position. But even still, you can be a leader of some sort. Leaders can be managers, directors, regional managers. However, we all have experienced some sort of person in our lives that has a title. Mom and dad is a title. Mom and dad's title, daughter, son, it's a title, but we may not hold up to that position. And so, David, I feel comfortable with opening up with your analogy because I feel like that will really set the tone for the topic.
Lord, here we go. What I was wanting to say with that is, all right, kings and queens, men and women of God, it's time to go all the way in with it. Let's put our study caps on. Go ahead, put your specs on. Get your paper and pencil, because guess what? It's going down. It's time to educate your mind. That's right. We're about to go all the way in with you. Are you ready, Coach Shay? Because I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's take David. That's my name. You know what I'm talking about? David, you all right? David. About King David. King David was right up there under Saul, King Saul, and That young man, young David, at the time, young David was right up. He studied under King Saul. He did everything King Saul said. He was diligent. He was a faithful man to God. But guess what? He was obedient to authority. Now, here's the thing. Here we got Goliath, right? Goliath was like the Mike Tyson of that day. He was knocking everybody out first round. Nobody made it past the first round. Goliath was Mike Tyson before Mike Tyson. Matter of fact, Mike Tyson don't got nothing on Goliath because Goliath had that one good acquittal and nobody made it past the first round. That's right. So when it was time, here it is, this young kid who was picked over, like when they came to pick out the king, right, the next one in line, they didn't even, like, wasn't even thinking about him. They went and they're like, nah, it's not him. Samuel, like, nah, it's not him either. Nah, he's all right. But no, then they said, and then the pop's like, man, I know he ain't talking about the other one. He can't be. Not the little frail one.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be talking about him. Next thing you know, they look, said, that's the one. Now, nobody agreed with that, right? Nobody agreed with that, that he was the one. Now, it wasn't his time to be crowned king. It wasn't his time. But God, through man, knew that he was the one. But nobody believed it because of the way he looked. He's a sheep herder. He's out there in the yard.
Yeah.
That boy,
yeah.
But what they didn't know, the things he had to go through to protect the sheep.
Mm.
That's right. They didn't
know
what he was. That's right. So when it was time to fight Goliath, this little Philistine, however y'all want to say it, you know y'all, we don't never pronounce them right. But guess what? We're going to say both of them, the Philistine and a Philistine, both of them. That's right. And David said, I'll take that little Philistine, I'll get him. He ain't nothing to me. Man, I fight lions, tigers, bears, oh my. I'm trying to tell you, I fight them all. And then walk down a yellow brick road. That's right. With the 10 man, I'm going out. But anyway, he said, I'll fight them. Lions, tigers, bears, it ain't nothing to me. I'm David. That's right. I got this little Philistine. So when it was time, that's when King Saul said, man, take my equipment. Put this on. Put this armor on. And David said, he tried to put it on. It didn't fit. He said, man, this ain't for me. I got this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he went out. And when he defeated Goliath with the slingshot, he had no fear. Because he knew greater than he was in him,
mm-hmm.
that was Goliath, which
mm-hmm.
we call a world. Right? Now, he did what the other people couldn't do.
Yeah.
Destroyed Goliath in the first round. He didn't just beat him. It wasn't even a split decision. He killed him. Destroyed
mm-hmm.
him. It looked like the Russian against Rocky Balboa. When the Russian said
mm-hmm.
he dies, he dies. That's right. When he killed Apollo, and when the Russian killed Apollo and Rocky, Coach Hale was so hurt. I was like, wake up, Apollo. And I heard when the mother said, get him out of there, he's going to get killed. I said, get him out of there. And the Russian killed Apollo. And I didn't like the Russian after that. And I was like, get him, Rocky. And that's how it was. That's how it was with David. That's right. David killed that Philistine just like he said he would. And everybody chanted. Everybody erupted. Everybody looked at David in a different space now. But it only took David to do something that people wasn't able to do because they was looking at it with the natural eye when they was looking at it in the spirit. He knew who he was.
Yeah.
See, more of this story is David was already a king. He didn't need the title. He held the position already because that's who he was designed to be.
Yes.
He was who he was. So he killed the Philistine. He killed Goliath. He was already the king. He didn't have to be told he was the king.
Yes.
He was already a king. Coach, you
I do. I just want to go back to the passage you were talking about in 1 Samuel. There's a part in that passage where it says, to choose a man and have him come down to me. And I believe a title is a title, but a title should be able to help you identify the man that should go, the man or woman that should go. And so, like you said, there were kings already in place, but they knew who to call, right? Sometimes when we're in leadership positions, we think because we are the leader that we have to do every single thing. And the reality of it is that God will send someone your way to help you if you are able to delegate that person into position. It happened with Esther, so I'm going to come back with it when we come back because you're coming from a male's perspective. I'm going to come from a woman's perspective. But it happened with Esther and Mordecai. And so if you remember the story with Esther and Mordecai, Mordecai knew who Esther was. And although she wasn't supposed to be in position, she got the title that put her into position. And so we'll talk about that when we come back on the second half. But David, Coach David, I agree with you that when it's in you already, you don't really need a title to actually do the work. And that's where most people are getting hung up. I'm a pastor. I'm a prophet. I'm a teacher. I'm an evangelist. I'm a preacher. And because of that, the level of respect needs to come. But there's a scripture for Philippians 2 and 5, I think it is, that says, think of yourself in the way that Christ Jesus thought of himself. And I'll read that when we come back as well. But there's an attitude that we should have of humility and a servant's heart. The title is the title, but ultimately, you know, if we're thinking of these passages and we're thinking of what scripture says, well, Philippians 2 and 5 says, have the attitude of Christ. So as we prepare for a break, David, I just want to say we have to question ourselves with the title, do we still have an attitude of Christ?
Yes, and what people have to realize, like with this, let's talk about Christ, right? People get so hung up on him walking on water, all the miracles. Listen, only thing the Bible wants you to do when it say be like Christ is have the attitude of understanding you and your Father are one because he created you in his image and his likeness, meaning you have abilities just like God to create. You're not that God, but he created you to be like him, where you can create something from nothing, where you know to make right decisions based on good and evil, which we call wisdom. You got to obtain the knowledge to make good decisions. God gave you this free will. Jesus, we get so caught up in the religious aspect of Christ instead of really having the spirit. Christ. Remember what? It ain't like his last name was Christ. People be thinking like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do a breakdance. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. He went viral. Jesus Christ. Right. So it ain't like his last name is Christ. He's Jesus the Christ. He's Jesus the anointed one, right? He has meaning behind it. Christos. His meaning behind it. Anointed. So when you have that spirit in you to make the right decision, they wanted Jesus to take the title. Where if you say you king, do this. Man, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I know who right. I am. They try to make Jesus take the title. Jesus refused the title because he was focused on, guess what he said? I'm about my Father's business.
Yes.
I don't got to prove that title to you. I know who I am. The question is, men and women of God, kings and queens, do you know who you are? Does it take that title to make you great? Does it take that title to make you awesome? Do that take that title to make you still do God's will? I'm just saying. And with that being said,
what a music that.
Had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. And in her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't.
You can make it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Hey, that's right. Welcome back to the second half of Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I am on with your main man, Coach David Benton. If you missed the first half, boy, do we have a great topic. But first, let us give a shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Y'all saw her on the Goddess and Everything conference hosting with your main man, David Benton. And you also heard her at the beginning. If you are looking for a commercial, a voiceover of any sort, especially for the year 2022, make life look different for you. Have somebody else speak for you. Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is a voiceover mogul. And let me tell you, we have utilized her for many opportunities, and we are always satisfied. So reach into her at paulagvoice.com or paula@paulagvoice.com and let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Make 22 look different with a different voice. Also, shout out to our Beyond the Fence artist, William G. Will Faulkner. G-Weezy is what I call him, but G-Will was in the building at the Goddess and Everything conference as well as the DJ, and you guys see him all over the place globally if you are connected with him on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner. But if you are looking for a DJ, especially during the pandemic. If you want to have a virtual event, you want to spruce up your event, you don't want to just have a regular Zoom or Google Meet meeting, and you want everyone to have a great time, look G Will up at beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Yeah. Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. Listen, we are still taking off in 2022. Shout out to all the businesses who have entrusted us with their business and have grown since. If you are a new business, an existing business, and you want to do something different with your business, maybe you have a vision for a business and you just don't know where to start, listen, we have trainings and workshops. We have coaching one-on-one. And we'll talk a little bit about the youth just for the sake of time. David, do you want to give a little bit about the youth program?
Yes. Shout out to all our youth. If you have a youth that's, and it's not, one thing about it, I hear people always say, bring us your troubled youth. Every youth is not troubled. Every youth is not bad. Every youth is not going to jail, people. So if you just want your youth who's making awesome grades and all that, and they want to be entrepreneurs, they're looking for direction. What we do, we always want to start off with character and build them. And help them get direction. And what we do is they got to start at home first. So you will see your kid just doing better at home.
Yes.
And that will transgress into school. And when they do that in school, they'll do that to the workplace and so forth. But we will give them a direction, but we'll fulfill their vision. So that's what we want to do. It's not about troubled youth, but they may have trouble understanding their value.
Yes. So if you want your youth to identify with their purpose, for sure. If you want them to, they know they have a purpose. If you see them being creative in any way, you want them to speak to someone or be mentored by people who have entrepreneurial backgrounds and experiences like crazy. We'll share experience with you guys on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. Make sure you connect there. But Let's Talk Business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Get the new year started off right with us, myself, Coach Shea, and Coach David. But I'm going to go ahead and get back into this topic, David. We're talking about titles versus positions. And I wanted to just go ahead and read in Philippians 2, 5 through 8. It says, think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredible, humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient life. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. Coach David, that really spoke to me because there's so many people, believers and non-believers. You know, once we get a title, all of a sudden things change, right? I was watching a movie the other day, again, that I will leave nameless, but I was watching a movie the other day. One of the kids in this movie, he wore a mohawk. He was a nerdy kid, right? And after joining a group, an organization, he got a title, right? And that title gave him some oomph. That title, you know, caused him to feel a little bit good about himself. He went out from a nerd and started getting this, he got a mohawk, and I'm saying that people are probably like, I know that movie. But he ended up getting the mohawk that he dyed. His walk was different. His talk was different. He ended up dressing differently. And he ended up gaining a certain level of respect because of his title change. But when he was stripped of the very thing that he thought made him, the mohawk, he ended up feeling defeated. He felt defeated. Say that again.
They cut the mohawk off.
They cut the mohawk off, and he felt defeated. He no longer felt like the title. See, what the point that I want to make is a title can easily be taken away. Ooh, 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 ooh. move, Coach David. A title can be easily taken away. But when you know your true value and you have a true servant's heart, regardless of if the title is there or not, you're going to operate like that all the time. When he realized without the mohawk that he was still valuable even to that organization, he didn't need the mohawk to become who he was. He stood tall again. He stood tall again. He looked at his team differently because at one point, David, he was disrespectful to the team. He got way above himself. He got way above himself. So I want to encourage the leaders today to realize that there are people within your organization, there are people on your team, because I'm speaking as from the marketplace as well. You know, with us having Let's Talk Business, the consulting group, sometimes we see and work with different people, especially for our leadership classes, that have the title, but they don't have leadership ability. And when you don't have the ability to lead, you leave people disgruntled. You leave people feeling unfulfilled. You leave the people that's supposed to be following you confused. And we know that God is not the author of confusion, but this is even in the marketplace. So don't let the title, especially in the spirit realm, don't let the title itself be something that you actually carry kind of a, as that, you know, that trophy. Don't let it be something that you put on and you actually wear and desire a certain level of respect. Here we just read in Philippians 2:5-8, it said that he didn't cling to the advantages of the status. That was huge for me when I read that. He did not cling to the advantages of the status. So that doesn't mean because you now have a title in leadership that every person is a follower. David, I gave you an example the other day where there's a group of men that you are around. And at times, just because that person may be in the lead, quote unquote, at within that title at that point of time, everyone has to operate in the most effective way. That leader should see who you are and say, I need you to take the reins. How many times have we seen even events fail because people fail to delegate as a leader? But because you have a title, you feel that I have to be in every place at every time. The reality of it is you set everything up around you for failure when you do that. David, what do you say about that?
I can say, I definitely will say by leading by example, I'm going to call out DJ G Will, right? When he have a DJ gig, and when I go support him, he's the boss. It's his gig.
Yeah.
He's the boss, so I'm not going to come in there as the big CEO. No. Guess what I'll do? Hey, bro, you need some help taking down this equipment? I will be the servant. You know what I'm saying? And it's because my mom is a servant. You know, I was taught these things. Shay, I always see you, as much as you do, I done seen you go to events and become the servant.
Yeah.
But then you have people who's so high and mighty, they feel they're too good to be a servant. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they're title driven. One thing about God, I want everybody to understand this. Let's go with Moses. Moses, God told him to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go, let your people go. Moses said, so what do you want me to tell the people, like, you know, tell them, who you want me to tell them to send me? He just said, I am. Yeah, just tell them I am sent you. He wasn't concentrating on no name. He wasn't concentrating on no title. Just tell them I am sent you. I am who I am. Let me tell you why, because his actions spoke way louder than his words.
Yeah.
So this who we supposed to be. You are who you are. You don't need a title to become who you are. Man, here I am, the founder of Beyond the Fence Enterprise. I don't never go around saying it. I done had artists in the past that, well, you know, they was boasting. You know, they thought I was CEO. I said, because I'm not worried about a title, bro. Are we going to bless these people or what? You're focused on the wrong thing, and that's why that person's ministry have not grown to this day. Because he was title-driven. He's still title-driven. And guess what? Much is given, much required. You want that?
Yeah.
That comes a responsibility with it. And guess what? People are going to look to you uphold that title.
Yeah.
So if you want to be the president of the United States and don't know nothing, you're going to get exposed. Your weakness is going to be exposed because you sit up here talking about this title, but when it's time to put in the work for that position, you're not ready. You're
the same thing, doctor.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Kingsley.
Now, I was just going to say, it's the same thing for doctors. Any title that you give, if you walk into a doctor's office and you saw the doctor with the suit on, you automatically, and I've used this analogy before, David, if you saw someone with a white coat on, you would automatically assume their title is a doctor. If you saw someone with scrubs on, you would automatically assume they might work at a hospital. If you saw someone with a cross, you might automatically assume that they hold a title in the church. And it's unfortunate that we can deceive people in this way, especially because everyone wants to be something. We're at a point now, men and women of God, that we don't even question anymore the title. We go off of perception. People on social media that have titles in front of them, nobody questions it. Nobody questions who they're following. They just follow. And so now we're in an open space where you can easily be just by the title. And then when they get put, like you said, they get exposed, but they cannot hold the position. I do want to read, if I can, because you said something really good. I do want to read Proverbs 18 and 16. It says, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into a presence of the great. That's the NIV version. The New Living Translation version says, giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. Then the English Standard Version says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great. And the reason I wanted to read that is because you said something really good, David, Coach David, that you have to be a servant first. And I believe that servitude really is a gift, right? I believe it's a gift because not everyone has it. Not everyone, we can be it. But when it's natural, a servant is natural. Like, you don't have to be asked to do something as a servant. You show up, you see a need, you complete the need. If you see someone hungry, you're going to feed that person as a servant. You're not going to, a selfish person is going to say, well, I'm hungry too, right? But a servant is going to fill the need. And so I believe that servitude is really a gift. And here's what happens when you have a servant's heart. If you ever want to bounce yourself up against the word and say, am I a servant? I'm going to ask if what you're doing is making room for you. Has it opened the doors? And when we say put you before great people, I'm going to tell you this. The two people on the phone are great people. The Beyond the Fence family, we're great people. The Elations family, we're great people. And I say it the way I say it because some people will look again above. They will look at us kind of lowly because we may not carry the title of senators and we may not cover, we're not president. You get what I'm saying, Coach David? And so when you look at that, it says a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. And here at Beyond the Fence and Elation's family and every person that we're touched, we are a bunch of great people.
And you know what, Coach Shea, with that, I love that you said that because people, here it is, you know what I'm saying? I've been studying this word for so long, I remember in prison, when I was incarcerated in federal prison, I started out with three people, it was three of us in Bible study. And by the time I left, it was over 50. And it just started with three of us and one walked out. So it was just me and another guy, just two of us, right? And next thing you know, it was over 50 people. That was in one facility. And the same thing happened in another facility. And people will, right now, because I don't have the title pastor, they won't receive it as much because someone else has the title, right? And a lot of people are falling away by the wayside because they never got a chance to know God for themselves. They were so focused on the title of the pastor that when the pastor falls short, then they get discouraged because unconsciously the pastor is what they using is like in the Old Testament, they're using the pastor as that golden calf. They need a tangible God, one they can touch, see, and feel and smell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they get so discouraged when pastor messed up. But I'm gonna tell you this: after you understand, people are so selfish. I'm gonna tell you how selfish people are, Coach A, and I'm gonna be honest. Men and women of God, kings and queens, I'm gonna tell you how selfish people are. Most people are so selfish that they say, "I worship God." Right? I worship God. I serve God. I serve God. I serve God. Let me tell you why they so adamant about serving God. Because they feel, well, I serve God. My focus is God. They so focused on God, mm-hmm. they neglect the people that they see every day. Who do we pray to? Who do we pray to? So we praying to God to bless us in people or whatever, however you may pray. Understand that the blessing coming from God. So understand, if you serving God, then in order to serve God, you got to be able to service, because that's what God does. God is a servant, y'all. Didn't y'all see the great example of Christ when he said, "When you see me, you seen the Father. We are one."
Yeah.
You know, God created the heavens and the earth. For what? Blessed us. God blessed us.
Yeah.
Stop using God as an enabler. If God right now said, "Listen, stop serving me. Serve me, everybody. Stop it." If y'all found out, now don't take this, y'all, don't take it some wrong with it. But if y'all found out our religion wasn't real, it was just given to you to keep you enslaved. If you found out none of it was real, how would your integrity be? How would your character be? Because now you can't just say, "I serve God, I worship God." Now, are you going to be nice to each other? Would you serve each other? How will we get along?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you thought that God was who God said he was. See, your character will say, "I am a good person." So would you stop being a good person? See, it's in you already. Good and evil is already in you. And you can make a conscious choice to just do good. Let me tell you why. Because you are created in his image and his likeness. And the tree of knowledge, not the tree of good and evil, people, is the knowledge of good and evil. Meaning, you know good and you know evil. You know right from wrong. And guess what? That tree is in you right now. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is in your mind, in your brain right now. And you can make a conscious choice to still eat off the tree of good, or you're going to eat off the evil.
Mm.
It's up to you to make that choice. And it don't take a title to do so. You are who you are. You and God are as one. Act like it. You created his image and his likeness. You do not need a title. You don't even have to be called a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Buddhist to be called these titles, man, to be awesome. You're so title-driven. Why gain the whole world and still lose your soul?
Mm-hmm.
And it's disappointing because the religion has turned into gangs. If you don't claim what I claim, then we fighting. I don't like you. You're of the world. I hate you. If you was born in Afghanistan, you ain't gonna be talking about this Christian thing. You're gonna be talking about where you was born and how you were taught. Where's your integrity? Do you need that title? Now, understand the titles, but do you need it to be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say. we can continue this next week, Coach, if you want to.
Yeah, I think it's good. I do want to leave everyone with Proverbs 18, and we can go into it next week. But please read in Proverbs 18. David, you said something about selfishness, and this is something I think that everyone should be reading as well. So, but yes, next week, let's continue it.
We love y'all. We love you. We love when we see you guys next week. Shout out to you. And where is that
music? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
It's your boy David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones, you know.
It's around 8
in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm reaching out for the sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make them dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Ignorant grace, so intimate place. Your heart of innocence make a life different and break. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, and my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. Good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm telling you.